Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, it's been revealed that areas including Donegal, Wicklow and North Tipperary have no mental health rehabilitation team. The Donegal GRA spokesperson says despite the fanfare surrounding an increase to the Garda budget for the year ahead, it won't be enough to address major shortfalls within the force locally. It's been confirmed that there are no current plans in place to reinstate the antenatal clinic to Cardonagh Hospital. Serious questions are being asked over the A5 road upgrade and whether it will go ahead at all. And two men have been arrested in connection with a shooting incident in Derry on Tuesday night. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, the Mental Health Commission says the mental health rehabilitation service provided in Donegal is completely inadequate. Government mental health policy recommended that 48 mental health rehabilitation teams are needed across the country. There are only 23, with none in Donegal. The Commission says this is the main challenge in the county. Laura Donnelly has more.
A regional report on mental health, rehabilitation and recovery teams in Donegal has concluded that the rehabilitation service provided does not serve the needs of people with serious and enduring mental illness. The Mental Health Commission says there are no staff apart from a small number of nursing and healthcare assistants, and a request for 4 additional posts has been put forward in the 2019 estimates. However, there is said to be difficulties in attracting consultant psychiatrists to take up posts in the area. The report also highlights that there has been no comprehensive training of these staff in rehabilitation and recovery and other appropriate therapies, and that there are difficulties with recruitment of staff, again due to location and the absence of an established, well-funded team. However, there are cross-border links which do provide a number of services. The report states that it is clear that there has to be creative thinking in providing a comprehensive rehabilitation service across CHO1. The Commission says it would be possible to attract well-trained and skilled staff if there was a move to provide rehabilitation service of excellence across the whole CHO.
Donegal Deputy Pat the Cope Gallagher says the Mental Health Commission's report is damning and says unless action is taken by government, they will have a crisis on their hands.
Well, of course, this is an important day to focus on mental health. This is Mental Health Day, and of course, we don't concentrate enough on this. I do know that there are many people who suffer from mental health, and it's very necessary to provide the necessary funds to ensure that these people can receive the necessary attention. Now, I do know that over the last 3 years there was 55 million in an envelope, but it's not been spent. It's been rolled over or it's been diverted to other sections of the HSE where there's a shortfall. This is not good enough. I believe that there's a lack of political will and commitment to deliver an enhanced mental health service, and of course, I believe that we're staring a crisis in the eye unless something is done by the HSE, the Minister and the government.
And the Mental Health Commission's regional report has stated that the rehabilitation service provided in Donegal is completely inadequate. This is an issue that cannot afford to be ignored.
Well, of course, Donegal is just a microcosm of the rest of the country. But we want to ensure that there is a focus on rehabilitation of the patient to return to full health and a complete life. And that's, again, keeping with the Mental Health Commission's recommendation.
A link to the full regional report is available on our website, highlandradio.com. The Donegal GRA spokesperson says despite the fanfare surrounding an increase to the Garda budget for the year ahead, it won't be enough to address major shortfalls within the force locally. The Finance Minister announced an €81 million increase in the budget for Garda Síochána earlier this week, but concerns remain as to how far this will go when distributed across the country. The Donegal Garda Division is thought to be majorly behind the curve in terms of resources and personnel, with hopes that it will receive a funding injection. GRA spokesperson Brendan O'Connor, while hopeful, says it will take a lot to bring standards back up to previous levels.
Particularly the lack of transport The lack of overtime is affecting everywhere, but certainly now it's up to senior management and local representatives to ensure that Donegal gets at least its fair share, if not even more, of this extra funding, because we are behind the curve and there are serious deficits and serious problems in the provision of police and service in Donegal, and that needs to be addressed. And it can only be addressed through proper investment in personnel, in training, in equipment and in fleet.
Now, you mentioned fleet there. As part of the announcement, 700 Gardaí are to be recruited in the year ahead. Important that some of them come here, but of course they also need the equipment to be able to do the job.
Yes, I mean, look, time and time again we see that on Gard Síochána, look, we have to live within budget and there is a finite resources. But whenever the money isn't spent to ensure those resources can be deployed, it's kind of nonsensical. Thankfully, we have started to see us gain a bit of ground in recent years. We're getting more recruits and we're starting to address the fall in numbers that we experienced during austerity. But now we have a situation where those personnel cannot be deployed effectively. And again, just another example that was brought to my attention during the week, our radio workshops, which is, of course, as everyone knows, as well as your frontline guards, we have to have our background team to keep us going. We're talking about investment in technology and communication equipment, yet now we have a situation where one of our radio technicians has no access to transport and can't actually go out there and provide technical backup to our members. So that's just an example of the sort of thing that goes on, the sort of shortfall.
There appears to have been progress in Brexit talks after Leo Varadkar and Boris Johnson met this afternoon. The two leaders say they could see the possibility of a deal after the talks. Our political correspondent Sean Defoe has the details.
Leo Varadkar and Boris Johnson met for around 3 hours in a luxury wedding venue called Thornton Manor on Merseyside today, spending much of that time alone to discuss the UK's divorce from the EU. It's understood progress was made that may be the basis for renewed negotiation over the weekend. In a joint statement, the leaders said they talked mainly about customs and consent for Northern Ireland and could see a pathway to a deal. Whatever they talked about or agreed on seems to have been significant enough to be put to the EU task force, and Michel Barnier will meet the Brexit Secretary Stephen Barclay tomorrow morning in what could become a very significant Brexit breakfast discussion. Any movement would have to be significant this late in the game, but detail is still light at the moment and it's unclear whether this is significant enough a breakthrough to get a deal done before next week's key EU Council meeting. Sean Defoe, Leinster House.
It's been confirmed that there are no current plans to reinstate the antenatal clinic to Carndonagh Hospital. Management at Letterkenny University Hospital say low numbers attending the clinic in Carndonagh is the main reason why it's on hold at present and that coming to Letterkenny optimises care. It is, however, envisaged that the pilot midwifery-led clinic will be rolled out to Carndonagh in the near future, as this has proven to be a success in Dunloe. Cathair Lough of the Inishowen Municipal District Councillor Marshall McDermott believes the stance from Letterkenny doesn't stack up.
I don't think, by talking to ladies and women here in the show, the way that the antenatal clinic appointment is coming out now, that people are just getting appointments for Letterkenny, and that's the way it's been going for quite some time. So I can't really understand how both Letterkenny Hospital and HSE can say that the numbers have went down, when really the numbers are going down because people are not being asked to come to Carndonagh anymore.
Now, there is another scheme being introduced to Cairn, but this is totally separate to what really is needed.
Yeah, they're talking of a scheme, something similar to what they do in Dunloe, where the antenatal nurse comes to the hospital once a month for ladies that are going to see about their health. But that's really only for minor things. It doesn't really cover, when women have to go for their monthly checkups or three monthly checkups when they're having a baby. So that doesn't really cover that. So I think it's a very poor reflection on the HSE. It's a poor reflection on Letterkenny Hospital that they can't avail of services in the local area, because there's lots of women that can't make their way and have difficulties making their way to Letterkenny Hospital to the antenatal clinic. And it was very, very handy and very, very good here in Inishowen and Carndonagh. And again, we're going back to the same position that we've been on a number of occasions, Catherine, where we're losing vital services in rural communities, the likes of Carndonagh Hospital, which is very, very unfair to the rural communities here in Inishowen.
Serious questions are being asked over the A5 road upgrade and whether it will go ahead at all. It follows confirmation from the Department for Infrastructure that they will proceed with a new public inquiry, delaying the scheme until 2020. West Tyrone MLA Daniel McCrossan says people across the northwest are quickly losing belief in this scheme, which was promised over a decade ago. He says communities cannot afford to wait any longer for the project to go ahead.
We're now into 2019, headed very quickly towards 2020, and still no start on this vital piece of infrastructure. It has caused major frustration, particularly in the face of Brexit, and also in the very many challenges that are facing businesses and people here in the northwest.
And what are the reasons behind those continuous delays?
Well, the department have said that they are needing to launch another consultation. People have made their views very clear in relation to this project, that they want this road to go ahead, that it's vitally important to ensure that there's a connection across this island, a road from Derry to Dublin that will benefit communities and areas such as mine and Strabane and Oma and everywhere in between, and also that the road infrastructure is safe, and also that we can put an end to the carnage on this very dangerous road, because let's be very clear, the road in its current state is probably one of the most dangerous roads on these islands, and year in and year out we've seen people lose their lives and families suffer hugely as a consequence of serious loss of life. We need this road to be developed. We don't want to see any more delays.
There are calls for a change in legislation when it comes to erecting masts after one appeared without prior notice in the Glencar area. It's understood that the mast went up overnight, with residents said to be irate due to no consultation on the matter. But under current planning legislation, such a mast is allowed to go up in a particular location before people are in a position to share their views on it. Local councillor Jerry McMonagle says in the current climate, communities deserve to be treated better.
This type of planning legislation is crazy in my mind, because we all know what directional communication masts does to the local communities. It straight away and immediately it raises their concern around health issues. So I think it's only right, and that's what I've asked here today, that we would support a request and a call to the government that they would take these communication masts out of the Section 254 and put it in a process whereby when a mast is going to be erected, the people have prior knowledge, and they also, there's a process there where they can seek consultation or make inquiries. In this case here, the people of the area were treated underhandedly. They were told it was Irish Water was doing the work, and the mast was actually erected in the middle of the night. So when people went to bed at whatever time on a Tuesday night, there was nothing there. And Wednesday morning when they got up, there was a mast 40 odd feet high. And that, in a built up area at the side of one of our parks in the Glencar area, is just not acceptable. And we've had public meetings about this, and we've heard the concerns of the people. We've met with the company Signal, who erected the mast, and we've heard they've done everything that by the book. Nothing that I'm not saying they've done anything wrong, but they told us why the mast was put there, which was, again, it's a point that people have contested, and that there's a bad signal in that area, and it's the strength in the mobile phone. And it's not for 5G, they've said.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, where the Christmas Club is now open. Get 20% off all children's clothing until this Sunday the 13th. Some exclusions apply. Shop online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 16 minutes past five and time for the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. We'll start with rugby, and Ireland captain Rory Best says cancelled games can be very frustrating for retiring players. Scottish Rugby, they say they fully expect contingency plans to be put in place to allow them to play their match against the host Japan. Sunday's game could be called off due to a typhoon, which would mean that Gregor Townsend's side would go out of the tournament. England's fixture with France on Saturday has been cancelled, while New Zealand's meeting with Italy is also off. Best says the uncertainty is not great preparation.
I think this week in training, we've had a proper normal week in training Monday, Tuesday, today, and captain's run tomorrow, and you take a bit of confidence from that as well, because you get just a little bit more time to get through a few things. It's more about being able to execute it in the pitch rather than having to take it in a meeting or a walkthrough, which I think gives you confidence with people around you.
Well, Ireland's game against Samoa on Saturday is in Fukuoka. It will go ahead with four players retaining their starting places from the one against Russia. Tag Birney, Bundy Aki, Keith Ayres and Johnny Sexton are all named in the initial 15. A bonus point win would assure Joe Smith's side passage into the last eight. Moving on to soccer, and Republic of Ireland defender Shane Duffy says he would have been heartbroken if he'd been forced to miss the upcoming Euro 2020 qualifiers. That's against Georgia and Switzerland. The Brighton centre half has shaken off a calf injury and joined up with the squad this morning ahead of them jetting out to Georgia later today. Duffy says he was determined to recover in time for the match in Tbilisi.
I would have been heartbroken really if I didn't get it here, but I've done everything I could. Club helped me, Ireland were great with me, manager's been great, gave me a little bit more time to get ready, so we're all excited for it. It's a huge game and one hopefully we can take advantage of.
Ireland are top of Group D going into this week's games. Elsewhere, Republic of Ireland under 21 manager Stephen Kenny says it's great to see football fans getting behind his side. They welcome Italy tonight in Euro 2020 qualifying to the Talis Stadium with a 8:05 kickoff. The boys in green sit top of Group 1, 3 points clear. Kenny says the players are responding well to the interest.
You know, I think it's great that the Irish football public are connected with these group of players, connecting with the team. They've seen the matches so far, they've played 8 games. They've seen that the players are not afraid to express themselves, good in possession, have shown a level of imagination in their play.
Elsewhere, Northern Ireland there in Rotterdam tonight to face the Netherlands in a crucial Euro 2020 qualifier. A win would give Michael O'Neill's side a great chance of reaching next year's finals. Northern Ireland won their first 4 qualifiers but were defeated last time out by Germany. Elsewhere, Scotland, they take on Russia and Moscow looking to end a run of 3 straight defeats in their group, and Wales could move within a point of Group E leaders Croatia by winning away in Slovakia. In Gaelic games, there's more championship action this coming weekend. Among the fixtures, St Nawes and Clonhilly will meet in the Donegal Intermediate Final on Sunday. St Nawes manager Barry Meehan watched Clonhilly beat Éireann in Wednesday's semi-final replay. He feels his side will need to improve for the final.
They're up playing with the big boys in Division 1 and doing very well and really accounting for themselves well in Division 1. Some of the bigger teams in Division 1 have gone to Fulcair this year and struggled to get results, you know, so that's where they're at. They're right up there. So listen, we'll have to try and be at our best this weekend, you know, to stay with them. And you saw out the other night the power that they have going forward, you know, whenever they move well. So listen, we're going to have to try and nullify that come the weekend.
Moving on to boxing, and Christina Desmond and Amy Broadhurst, they have missed out on medals at the Women's World Boxing Championships in Siberia. Cork welterweight Desmond has lost her quarterfinal to Turkey's Buzness Sermonelli, and Amy Broadhurst also suffered defeat at the last 8 stage. The Louth lightweight lost on a unanimous decision to Finland's European champion Mira Potkinen. In golf, it's the Italian Open taking place this week in Rome, and leading the way is Tapio Pyrkinen. He's on 7 under par, having shot a 64. He's 2 ahead of Rory Sabatini, Kurt Kitayama, Jost Luton and Chabanka Sharma. They're all on 5 under par. Graham McDowell's the best of the Irish. He's on 2 under par after a 69. Paul Dunne finished in 1 under. Shane Lowry's 1 over. And Patrick Harrington's 2 over through 16 holes. In the PGA Tour this week, it's the Houston Open. Leading the way in the early stages is Austin Cook. He's on 7 under par through 11 holes. He's 2 shots clear of Russell Henley and Sepp Straka. Seamus Power, he tees off later on. And finally, coming up after 7 o'clock this evening, there will be the score. Here's Dermot Doherty with the details.
Coming up on this evening's programme, I've been speaking with Finn Harps midfielder Gareth Harkin ahead of Friday night's clash with Shamrock Rovers. Clonhilly and St Nawes will meet in Sunday's Donegal Intermediate Championship final. We'll hear from both camps. Plus, Aaron McLaughlin and Damien Gallagher on this Saturday's Donegal Harvest Stages rally. And the special studio guest will be Rory Kennedy. That's the score this evening, just after the 7 o'clock news.
Thanks to Dermot there. Well, that's all your sport for this evening. The next sport here in Highland, as you heard from Dermot, will be the score. After that, it'll be after the 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. For the moment, it's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And returning to some news, detectives investigating a shooting incident at Margaret Street in Derry on Tuesday night have arrested two men. The men, aged 32 and 34, were arrested on suspicion of two counts of attempted murder and are both in custody, assisting officers with their inquiries. Investigations are ongoing and anyone with information is asked to contact detectives at Strand Road. A Donegal County Councillor claims people in West Donegal continue to be ignored by government. It's after Minister Joe McHugh announced earlier this week that a special flood fund was activated for properties damaged as a result of Storm Lorenzo in Donegal town. Meanwhile, to date, no relief has been sanctioned for the west of the county, which was badly affected by flooding at the end of August. Donegal County Council has erected a temporary bridge in Bombeg after the River Claddy burst its banks, destroying a bridge and leaving a number of households cut off. However, Councillor Micheál Colmogill-Osbach is now calling on the government to immediately grant funding for the area.
I'm calling now on the government to do the right thing by the families in Gidore and to make contact with the families. The Donegal County Council has put a price on fixing the bridge, but the sad thing is that there's no money forthcoming, so something has to be done. The family cannot continue to live the way they are. It's just so sad to see that the government has just basically ignored this family.
A massive restructuring of the Gardaí has begun with a reorganisation in five divisions. Cork City, Limerick, Galway, Dublin South Central and Meath West Meath are the first areas to implement a new restructured policing model that will lead to more Gardaí working on the front line. Gardaí say it will mean community policing teams can identify and tackle problem crimes in their area. Under the new plan, each division will be made up of around 800 officers and will have operational autonomy. And finally, the Rock Hill Road from the Old Town Bridge to the Grey Rock Nestles Road in Letterkenny is to close for a period of 4 months as of November the 12th. The temporary road closure will be in place until March the 5th, 2020, to facilitate the installation of a new sewer and associated works. The road closure will be lifted over the Christmas period during the last 2 weeks in November and the first 2 weeks in January. Objections to the road closure can be made to Donegal County Council before 4 o'clock on Wednesday, October the 16th. Local councillor Donald Coyle is urging people to have their say.
It's necessary work that has to be carried out, but at the same time people need to know in good time what the dates of the closing of the roads are. It's from the 12th of November to the 5th of March.
Weather now mostly cloudy for the rest of today. Patchy outbreaks of rain at first, but a more persistent band of rain will spread this evening. Breezy with lowest temperatures of 8 or 9 degrees in moderate to fresh and gusty southwest winds. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, the Mental Health Commission says the mental health rehabilitation service provided in Donegal is completely inadequate. Government mental health policy recommended that 48 mental health rehabilitation teams are needed across the country. There are only 23 with none in Donegal. The Commission says this is the main challenge in the county. The Donegal GRA spokesperson says despite the fanfare surrounding an increase to the Garda budget for the year ahead, it won't be enough to address major shortfalls within the force locally. The Finance Minister announced an €81 million increase in the budget from Garda Síochána Conna earlier this week, but concerns remain as to how far this will go when distributed across the country. It's been confirmed that there are no current plans to reinstate the antenatal clinic to Carndonagh Hospital. Management at Letterkenny University Hospital say low numbers attending the clinic in Carndonagh is the main reason why it's on hold at present and that coming to Letterkenny optimises care. And serious questions are being asked over the A5 road upgrade and whether it will go ahead at all. It follows confirmation from the Department for Infrastructure that they will proceed with a new public inquiry, delaying the scheme until 2020. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notice is for this Thursday evening, October the 11th. The death has taken place of Trevor Martin, Upper Kilrain, Glenties and formerly Southend-on-Sea, London. His remains will be reposing at Chauvelin's funeral home, Sandfield, tomorrow evening from 5 o'clock, followed by removal at 6:30 to St Connell's Church, Kilcluny, arriving at 7 o'clock. Funeral mass on Saturday morning at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery.
The death has taken place of Bernadette Monaghan, Upper Clare, Redcastle. Bernadette's remains will repose at her home from 7 o'clock this evening. Family time, please, from 11pm until 12 noon. Funeral arrangements to be confirmed later. Family flowers only, please, or if desired, donations in lieu to the Irish Cancer Society, care of any family member or Liam Collins, funeral director. And the death has taken place of Mary Bridget Fury, Rowan Field House at Donegal Town, and formerly of Mina Wanya and Narn Road at Glentees. Her remains are reposing at Shoblin's Funeral Home Sandfield Ardra, with removal this evening at 6:30 to St Connell's Church Glentees for 7 o'clock to repose overnight. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the local cemetery.